As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, July the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions. You can also get there by simply typing into your browser vocallocal.org. A couple fewer keystrokes there. You can also pick up the telephone and call in throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as many do each and every day, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, a big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoca, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at the becomevocallocal.com website, and all of our archives are stored conveniently with so much more at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning, the U.S. dollar index, crude and equities all in decline. We'll talk about that. Financial regulation, Goldman Sachs beating the street. We'll talk about that too. BP heads for the black. We'll go there. Green energy stalling out. We'll touch that too. We'll even get into a little interesting article that was sent to me early this morning in regards to the thermosphere. Well, what a world we live in. Of course, later in the day, this morning, we'll cover John Stuart Mill on representative government and close out the section that we've been working towards for these past several days. Here's our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold in decline, off another $17 at $1,191.40, $1,191.40. I guess I'm not going to have to get my tongue practiced around saying $1,300 gold anytime soon. Silver, off 42 cents at $17.91 an ounce. Platinum, off $23 at $1,505. And palladium, off 13 at $453. You get the idea. Everything's down today. Red day today. Sea of red ink. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,188.90. I think I told you this is going to happen yesterday. Well, I did. Anyway, we don't need to worry about that. I'm not a prophet, just a reporter. $1,188.90 for a low, $1,210.30 for a high. But at $1,191.40, it's not time to hang yourself yet. Your gold is up year to year, $251.90 for a 26.81% return on your investment. Everybody close the windows. You don't have to jump out of the building this morning.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Let's go into that market report one more time for this morning. In review, gold down $17 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where it's going to go today, be anybody's guess, but down $17 at $1,191.40. Silver off 42 cents at $17.91 an ounce. Platinum off $23 at $15.05. Palladium, down 13 at $453 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the shysters in London at the London Bullion Market Association, set the price of gold at $1,204.75, and it promptly fell out of bed. The SPDR gold shares this morning, the spider on the corner of the web there, those deep pockets and big hands in the market, they somehow or another have liquidated 0.61 metric tons of gold overnight. They're holding 1,314.21 tons of gold, valued on the street at $51.03 billion. And that's at this morning's spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 7 at 10,359. The NASDAQ closed down 1 at 2249. The S&P 500 closed off 1 at 1,096. And it took a considerable amount of effort from the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, no doubt, to push the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all back up that close. They were down much deeper than that earlier in the day. Crude oil, this morning and continuing the decline. We're basically in red ink across the board here. Crude oil down 28 cents, trades at $76.34 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma as they are. And the U.S. dollar index this morning, now heading for 81, actually. It's down very low at 0.25%, down 0.25% or 25 basis points, trades at 82.12. It'll probably cross that 82 mark. Of course, you can go up and follow that on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. We shared with you yesterday the definitions and some of the things that you can find out about the U.S. dollar index there on the ICE, theice.com. The Forex market, of course, impacted by any changes in the U.S. dollar index. And so the Forex shows us that the Canadian loonie is off 53 basis points, yet still exchanges for at 96 cents U.S. with the American dollar and the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso off 42 basis points, trades out at 8 cents U.S. still. The euro moving up, continuing this move up. They've been buoying up and shoring up and sustaining, propping up the euro for some weeks now. Moves up 30 basis points this morning. Stands at $1.30 against the USDX. The British pound moves down 47 basis points, yet trades out at exchanges at $1.54. And the Swiss franc at parity now with the Canadian loonie moving in, targeting the U.S. dollar as the USDX declines. The Swiss franc this morning, however, moves down 13 basis points and exchanges at 96 cents. So the Canadian loonie and the Swiss franc are both 96 cents again. It's been about, what, 6 months, 7 months since they were twins and closing in on the dollar. The bond market this morning, two-year bonds are yielding the, this is U.S. Treasury bonded indebtedness, yielding 0.61%. The 10-year stands at 2.99, and the 30-year will put 3.99% yield, I guess, in your pocket sometime in the future if the world is still here in 30 years. Anyway, mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage, or if you can find any mortgage brokers that'll give you one, sell you one, extend one to you, allow you to create that money out of nothing. Anyway, by your signature, the 15-year this morning moves down from 4.26% a month ago to 4.11% this morning. And the 30-year mortgage moves down, this is your fixed-rate mortgages, moves down from 4.83% a month ago to 4.59% this morning. And, of course, the prime rate stands at 3.25%. A whole bunch of very interesting stuff going on out in the news this morning. Of course, Goldman Sachs is always on my radar screen, and they're in the news again. Goldman Sachs settlement victory ushers change to Wall Street. Change. Going to be some change. Ain't going to be no change. We're the only ones that get the change. They get to walk away almost scot-free. This article by Christine Harper and Joshua Gallu, new news off Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs Group Inc.'s $550 million settlement with U.S. regulators yesterday will benefit the firm. What did you expect? By ending 3 months of uncertainty at an affordable price, now the rest of Wall Street begins calculating the cost. Investors welcomed the deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They got their deal. They got their deal. Saying the company won key points. The cost was below some analyst estimates of at least $1 billion. No management changes were required. Goldman Sachs said the SEC indicated it doesn't plan claims related to other mortgage-linked securities it examined. And the stock surged. The stock's late surge on anticipation of a settlement yesterday added more than $3 billion to the company's market value. It took a $550 million fine, and their stocks went up, and they added $3 billion to the market value of the company. It climbed further after the New York trading closed. There's a little bit of justice for you in America, right? You'd have to look at it as a victory for Goldman, said Peter Sorrentino, senior partner portfolio manager at Huntington Asset Advisors in Cincinnati, which manages $13.3 billion, including Goldman Sachs shares. Quote, this takes a cloud off the stock. It takes the cloud off the stock. In the settlement, unveiled less than 2 hours after the Senate passed legislation to reform the financial system and avert future crises, Goldman Sachs acknowledged the marketing materials for the 2007 deal at the center of the case contained, quote-unquote, incomplete information. In its April 16th suit, the SEC accused the firm of defrauding investors in a mortgage-backed collateralized debt obligation by failing to tell them that the hedge fund Paulson and Company, that would be John Paulson, which was planning to bet against the deal, had helped to design it. One of the worst days? In his original public response, Goldman Sachs had called the SEC's case unfounded in law and fact. And these people are going to walk the streets of America today, folks. These people are going to live to defraud again, mark my words, and maintained that it made all disclosures about the CDOs that should be material to the sophisticated investors who lost money on the deal. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Frankenstein, who said the day the suit was filed was, quote, one of the worst days in my professional life. This man hasn't had a professional life since he was found behind the bush. Said in May that the bank established a committee to review the firm's business standards. The settlement requires a New York-based company to increase training for employees. You see what I'm saying here? The settlement requires the New York-based company to increase training for employees. Oh, isn't that just hurtful? Doesn't that just stagger you? Okay, so everybody gets to eat donuts and have coffee for 30 minutes a day as they get new training, right? Maybe they'll just whisk away to some Alpen village someplace and have a weekend-long retreat. That'll really hurt them, won't it? Boy, that'll just get them right in the shorts. We'll be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we find that these guys, instead of doing the perp walk, they just get to walk away scot-free. And I just can't imagine how anyone could live in New York City and allow these people to go in and out of the parking garage at Goldman Sachs building unmolested. It just amazes me. But here's a quote. All of the firms are going to adjust their internal standards for this. No doubt. Close quote. Brad Hintz, an analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein and Company in New York, said in an interview, the agreement means a, quote, a private placement doesn't absolve you from the accuracy of the disclosure. And you'd better have some very, very good compliance watching what your salespeople are saying. Yeah, close quote. Best practices? Robert Kuzami, the SEC's director of enforcement, said at a news conference yesterday that his agency means to send a signal to the entire industry. Boys, we would strongly encourage other institutions to adopt any kind of best practices. Puke. Best practices, folks. I've been dealing with best practices for years. The change agent's language here, best practices. We would strongly encourage other institutions to adopt any kind of best practices that they see across the street in order to prevent this kind of wrongdoing, said Kazami, 53 years old. Quote, the deterrence in preventing a fraud before it occurs is a much better outcome than picking up the pieces afterwards. Picking up trillions of dollars worth of debt, and this is the kind of stuff they have to hand to us. Best practices, lessons learned. The SEC is still investigating at other companies and a range of products that fueled losses during the financial crisis, Kuzami said last month. The agency sued New York-based ICP Asset Management LLC on claims that it improperly traded assets in CDOs it's managed. The ICP has denied wrongdoing. They always deny wrongdoing. Goldman Sachs said in a statement that the SEC doesn't plan to target the firm over any other products that the agency has reviewed. And, of course, they still have the whipping boy, you know, bring him on. Quote, we understand that the SEC staff also has completed a review of a number of other Goldman Sachs mortgage-related CDO transactions and does not anticipate recommending any claims against Goldman Sachs or any of its employees, close quote, the firm said. However, the SEC's case continues against Fabrice Touré. I guess they'll just hang him in effigy out front. The only Goldman Sachs employee the agency sued over the CDO, Touré, 31, is due to respond to the complaint by July the 19th. He told a Senate subcommittee in April, quote, that he categorically denies, close quote, the SEC's allegations and will fight them in court, that he will fight them in court, all right? The SEC's deputy enforcement director, Lauren Reisner, said Goldman Sachs agreed to cooperate in the case against Touré. Goldman Sachs agreed to cooperate in the case against Touré, who is on leave and whose legal expenses are being paid by the company. Well, blank fine, 55, and the firm's other senior managers may not emerge from the SEC case unscathed, even if they weren't forced to resign. All right, they have to repair their reputation. Within a decent interval, you're probably going to see a new CEO, close quote, said Christopher Whalen, a New York Federal Reserve official in the 1980s and co-founder of the Institutional Risk Analytics, in an interview on Bloomberg Television, quote, they still have a lot of work to do with clients and may face claims and litigations going forward, and they have to repair their reputation, close quote. Well, there you go on that one, and this is what we get in return for all of the trouble. It's going to impact everybody. Congress approves the approval of the finance bill, shifts the focus now to regulators. New news, Allison Vection writing for Bloomberg, July the 16th, U.S. Senate approval of the biggest overhaul of Wall Street oversight since the Great Depression will shift the financial industry's focus to the regulatory agencies charged with writing rules to implement the measure. Right? We're going to be creating this new organization here. The Senate vote that sent the bill to bury the usurper's desk yesterday ended a year of partisan wrangling among lawmakers over new protections for consumers and investors in the wake of the 2008 credit crisis. The usurper's signing of the measure, which may come next week, some people yesterday were reporting it was already done deal and was signed. It's certainly a done deal, but it's not been signed yet, is likely to launch a new round of efforts to reshape the rules to the industry's liking. Implementation of this legislation will be challenging for regulators, and we stand ready to work with them to ensure that they have the information they need to make certain that the regulatory process is carried out as effectively and efficiently as possible, close quote. Edward Yingling. Yingling bells, Yingling. President of the American Bankers Association said in a statement yesterday that expressed his group's disappointment with the bill, no doubt. Don't take that one too hard, folks. The American Bankers Association probably wrote this piece of legislation. The 2,300-page measure. Are you tired yet? I'm tired. I'm tired of looking at this sort of stuff. I'm tired of hearing about it. 2,300-page measure. 2,300 pages. How many sections will be included in that piece of legislation? How many one-liners will be in that piece of legislation? Hidden time bombs, poison pills. I'm telling you, this is big news. The 2,300-page measure will create a mechanism for liquidating failing financial firms whose collapse could roil markets. A council of regulators, always these councils, a council of regulators, the Soviet councils. Soviets, councils, unelected boards and councils, a council of regulators to police firms. There's policy for you, Administrative Procedures Act, policy, police, a council of regulators to police firms for threats to the economic system, and a consumer bureau, would be the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a consumer bureau. The Federal Bureau of Consumer Investigation, a consumer bureau at the Federal Reserve. Where? At the Federal Reserve. To monitor banks for credit card and mortgage lending abuses. Some provisions require study and interpretation by regulations that could take years to complete. Some provisions require study and interpretation. You'd be very careful about that interpretation. As the Bible warns, it's not of private interpretation, but this will be privately interpreted. All right? MAI, made as intended. Subject to change. With Elena Kagan and the rest of the clowns on the Supreme Court, whatever these regulators say will have the force and effect of law in the new legal positivism system that we live within. Rob Nichols, president of the Financial Services Forum, a trade group representing the chief executive officers of the largest financial firms. Financial Services Forum. Boy, Lenin School of Economics, said in a statement yesterday that his group plans to work with regulators, quote, to create a financial supervisory framework that ensures institutional safety and soundness, safe and sound, environmentally safe and sound. Agenda 21, Program of Action, United Nations, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, environmentally safe and sound. Wherever you see safe and sound, it's always environmentally safe and sound. It's their environment, the institutional environment. It ensures their institutional safety, not yours, not mine, but the banks.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so certainly there's a lot more to this article. Your calls are certainly welcome as well. Throughout the morning's broadcast, 866-841-1065. If you're over the top as much as I am on this stuff, well, love to hear your comments as we go into this. But we'll continue here a little bit further from this article. It's very important news. Important news. All right, this financial reform process. Again, Rob Nichols, president of the Financial Services Reform, a trade group representing the chief executive officers of the largest financial firms. All right? Now, these are the guys that are up close to the top of the Forbes, you know, Fortune 500 magazine list of the wealthiest people. Certainly the wealthiest people in the United States. And these guys have this group, this Financial Services Forum, and it represents the CEOs of the largest financial firms. And they said in a statement yesterday that his group plans to work with the regulators to create a financial supervisory framework that ensures institutional safety and soundness and systemic stability while also fostering the conditions necessary to fuel economic growth and job creation. I mean, you could take that sentence right there and spend the next easy 2 hours on that alone. All right? But you go back and you look at the beginning of the Interstate Commerce, well, what was that commission? ICC, the Interstate Commerce Commission, when they were regulating the railroads. And then you roll that forward to the creation of the Uniform Commercial Code and all of these uniform law commissions. And this whole thing is just completely revealing, because now this thing is, the ink hasn't even been, it hasn't even been signed by the usurper yet, and already the chief executive officers of the largest financial firms are going to come in. They're going to create a financial supervisory framework to work with these agencies, this schoolhouse cop that's going to be inside of the Federal Reserve. And they're going to occupy all of the important, positions, no doubt, and influence all of the outcomes and all of the rules and all of the regulations. It's not going to wind up helping us out, but they're also going to, they say here, fostering the conditions necessary to fuel economic growth and job creation, right? Once again, this is, if you think of sustainable development, if you reduce it down to that one word, demand, as I've been sharing with you time and time again, and then if you understand that sustainable development and sustaining environmental and developmental concerns, that the concerns are corporations. These are businesses, all right, like Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, General Electric, British Petroleum, and that the only thing that is going, the only thing environmental about all of this is that these people make their money coming up with these environmental things, like wind turbines and solar panels and deep, water oil drilling and things like that, right? And what they want to do is they need to sustain the demand. They need to sustain the demand for caulkers and weather strippers, right? They need to sustain the demand for their funny little illuminated bulbs, full of mercury and stuff. They have to sustain, they have to create that demand, then they have to sustain it. And that's going to fuel economic growth and job creation. Well, the article continues. There's always that possibility that while, that's a quote, by the way, that Wall Street lobbyists will succeed in weakening the bill's provisions during the rulemaking process. In other words, it'll take all the teeth out of it, it'll defang it, and everything that hurts you and me and puts money in their pockets will still be there. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd, who helped write the legislation, this man should not be allowed to remain on the streets of America, said at a news conference yesterday, Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, now I do believe that Christopher Dodd was being challenged for this seat I'll think of it in a moment. And if he's successful in that, I interviewed the fellow. Why am I having a brain moment? Anyway, said he would hold, Christopher Dodd said he'd hold hearings to have regulators explain how they will implement the new rules. The new rules. Why can't I think of his name? I'll think of it in a minute. Senate approval of the legislation completed a victory for the usurper who proposed a regulatory overhaul last year in response to the 2008 financial crisis. Well, the usurper didn't propose anything. He's the mouthpiece. He's the point man for the agenda. So they had all this stuff in mind, and then they brought it together, and now they've got it done, and now it's been passed. The House of Representatives approved a bill on June 30th. Barry the usurper is not intelligent enough to write 2,300 pages of financial legislation. Sorry to burst your bubble. The legislation contains, quote, the strongest consumer financial protections in history. The usurper said at the White House, the American people will never again be asked to foot the bill for Wall Street's mistakes. We're going to visit with that in a moment, see what else he had to say. The usurper will likely sign the measure into law toward the end of next week, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said. So rather than breaking his neck and getting everybody circled up around behind him for the photo op, handing out pens, the signing pens, they're putting this thing off. Maybe they're going to wait and see what surfaces. And I certainly hope we have some real intelligent people on the ball this morning going to work, cutting this thing, 2,300-page piece of legislation to shreds and get it out on the media, but I don't think that's going to happen. The bill aims to prevent a repeat of an economic collapse that led to the failures of Lehman Brothers, et cetera, tinkering, and we're getting close. Let me go with it. All right. Senate passage came less than 2 hours before the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced that Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., which got $10 billion in bailout funds, A $550 million fine. They got $10 billion in bailout funds. They made $3 billion yesterday afternoon as their stock shares rose. A $550 million fine? Folks, please. I mean, you could at least pull their pants down before you hit them with the feather. You know what I mean? Make it hurt if you're going to apply the licking stick. If you're going to give them some swats, give them to them. Well, anyway... None of you and none of us are ever going to see this $550 million. It's going to get parceled out to the banks, count on it. We'll pay a record $550 million to settle claims that misled investors and CDOs linked to subprime mortgages. Tinkering? Some analysts saw the bill as tinkering at the edges of banking practice rather than forcing major changes to the industry. Tinkering at the edges of banking practices. Rather than forcing major changes to the industry. Okay, the idea of Shakespeare, William Shakespeare, methinketh you protest too much. All right, 2,300 pages of falsetto tinkering, you know. Bad boys, make too much money, bad boys. There is little in this legislation that will fundamentally change the way that Wall Street does business, said Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington. Quote, there's probably no economist who believes that this bill will end the risk of the too-big-to-fail financial institutions. And already I'm seeing blogs and people talking on the radio saying that it'll be 10 years, maybe it'll be 15 years. Some of our youngest listeners this morning. In their lifetime, it'll be this bill that bites their generation in the butt. Anyway, there's probably no economist who believes that this bill will end the risks of the too-big-to-fail institutions. The six largest banks will still enjoy the enormous implicit subsidy that results from the expectation that the federal government will bail them out in the event of a crisis. In closing out, I'm confident that the vicious recession we just lived through would have been much milder if the Dodd-Frank bill had been in place a few years ago, said Elliot. This would be Douglas Elliot of the Brookings Institute, the bill named for Dodd and House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank, blah, blah, blah. The bill will not eliminate financial crises, but will make them less frequent and considerably milder. Isn't that the same claptrap that was used to make the Federal Reserve banking system come into existence in the first place? I thought that's what the Federal Reserve system was all about, to eliminate financial crises and make them less frequent and considerably milder. Instead, what they do is they engineer the booms and bust cycles, and how this piece of legislation is going to assist them in doing that more in the future, I don't know, but there's going to be some more to this. Business prepares for Supreme Court battle over the new consumer director, all right? I don't know about how many of you are sick and tired of hearing about the use of the word czar as it relates to anybody in power in the United States, but I have had all of the czars that I'm willing to take. But, unfortunately, we've been saddled now with a new one. Lorraine Wallert and Joshua Zumbrun. They probably visit family in Israel from time to time. July the 16th, 2010, writing for Bloomberg, New News, the imminent reshaping of the U.S. banking regulation creates a new center of gravity in Washington, a consumer czar with thousands of employees, a $400 million budget, and the power to impose federal rules on mortgages, credit cards, and layaway plans. With the stakes high, business lobbyists who failed to kill the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Congress now hope to influence Barry the usurper's choice of director and the Senate's confirmation proceedings. Well, we'll pick that up right after this. Be back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we went back once again, and in regards to that previous article, I thought of the name I was trying to stumble upon there, is Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff is running up against Christopher Dodd there in Connecticut. I believe he's still in the running on the Republican ticket. Maybe he'll take Dodd out of that seat, but unfortunately, the poison pill has already been stoked. It's there. And this continues in regards to this consumer, the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Congress now hope to influence Barry the Usurper's choice of the director and the Senate's confirmation proceeding. So just like with the Ashkenazi Kagan, Elena Kagan choice for the Supreme Court, although leftist Lizzie would be one way of saying it, but I don't know that to be a fact, so I'll just stick with what I know, Elena Kagan. Just like that, we're coming up with another woman to be the head of something exceedingly important and powerful, but it's, you know, going to find plenty of trouble trying to get through the Senate's confirmation proceedings, but the Senate never turns these people down anyway. So let's go into the article. This is akin to a Supreme Court nominee for financial services. This is akin to a Supreme Court nominee for financial services. Now, we still have a Supreme Court. We still have the legislature, the Congress, if you will. And we still have the executive branch, as paralyzed and paralytic as they are. Do we actually need to have a new Supreme Court for nominee for financial services? In other words, someone that wields that kind of power. It's just like, you know, Janet Napolitano, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, and so on and so on. But here's what the rest of this little quote says. This is akin to a Supreme Court nominee for financial services, close quote, Richard Hunt, president of the Consumers Bankers Association in Arlington, Virginia, said in an interview, quote, "We are taking this very seriously. Public and private conversations in Washington about the job have centered on the likely candidacy of Elizabeth Warren, chairman of the congressional panel overseeing the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP program, TARP, who is credited with conceiving the consumer agency. Isn't that appropriate? Warren's continuing criticism of Wall Street's role in the financial crisis has given her celebrity status among consumer groups. Financial industry lobbyists and their political allies have said that the Harvard Law professor's activist approach and lack of business experience are drawbacks. Doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that exactly the same talking point that was used with Elena Kagan, and now we have Elizabeth Warren, another Harvard Law professor, activist approach, and lack of business experience? God, this makes me sick. I don't think there are 60 votes for Elizabeth Warren. She's burned a lot of bridges. I guess having Barry the Usurper have coffee and donuts, I guess maybe one morning, someplace in the vicinity of Harvard, was just enough to be able to get him to be on board for bringing everybody from Larry Summers and the rest of this bunch. Oklahoma roots. Well, this might be something in her advantage. Warren, 61, grew up in a working class Oklahoma household. Would that be like Scott Brown? Drove a pickup truck once in his life. Graduating from high school at 16, a bright young lady, to attend George Washington University and then the University of Houston. She received her law degree from Rutgers and in 1992 joined the Harvard faculty where she teaches bankruptcy and contract law. Well, at least that's the right area if you're going to deal with bankrupt America and the contracts that got us here. As chief watchdog of the government's TARP spending, Warren has clashed with banking and administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner. At a December hearing, she accused Geithner of favoring Wall Street banks, well, yeah, I would say so, while neglecting small businesses and homeowners. When Geithner said the governmental bailout of Insure American International Group, Inc. was necessary to promote the financial system, Warren interrupted to tout the benefits of bankruptcy. Mr. Secretary, quote, she says, I come from a world of Chapter 11. People default all the time, Warren said. Quote, you're a national expert on this basic issue, close quote, Geithner said, but, quote, banks are different. AIG is effectively a bank, close quote. Consumer groups said they see Warren as the obvious choice to run the new agency. Her vision and zeal put her at the head of the pack of candidates, said Ed Miserwinski, consumer program director at the USPIRG, a federation of state advocacy groups. Well, there's a lot more to the article. We have only begun that one. Let's go to this one briefly and see what it has to give us. Wall Street regulations became a reality with Emmanuel saying, just do it. Again, I could go all over the web for news. But Bloomberg lays out so much every day that's enough to make us all want to pull our hair out. Why bother, right? Juliana Goldman and Allison Vection, again, writing July 16th, this time collaboratively. 3 days after the U.S. lawmakers completed negotiations on the financial overhaul bill last month, Rahm Emanuel, Ergun gang, called an emergency meeting of the top administration officials in the White House Roosevelt room. In White House Roosevelt's room, how perfectly appropriate that would be. The deal, the new deal was unraveling as three Senate Republicans whose votes were needed for passage were balking at a $19 billion bank fee. Of course, after the banks paid $19 billion to these three Senate Republicans, they all capitulated. Anyway, Emmanuel, Barry the Usurper's thief and staff, needed a new way to help pay for the legislation. Among the options offered by Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, wind down the bank bailout fund Congress set up in 2008 to save billions of dollars and end a program unpopular with the voters. Quote, I don't want to hear anything else, Emmanuel said, according to people in the room. quote, "That's it. Just do it." Close quote. Who's the president of the United States of America? Rahm, I love Israel, Emmanuel. Or Barry, we don't know where the hell he's from. The usurper. The finance bill that's awaiting Obama's signature benefited from key elements lacking in the year-long health care debate. Among them, a more effective White House role and two Democratic lawmakers with a combined 65 years in Congress who steered the bill through with little Republican backing. The effort was boosted also by public anger, stoked at crucial moments by a governmental lawsuit against Goldman Sachs that overcame an industry lobbying blitz. See, the effort was boosted by public anger, stoked at a crucial moment by a government lawsuit against Goldman Sachs. All right? It's all stage theater. It's theater. Public opinion kicked big money's ass. All right, I didn't say that. Well, I would say that, but public opinion. This is a quote. Public opinion kicked big money's ass, close quote, said the House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank. Of course, Barry the usurper is looking for somebody's asses to kick, too. Seems to be the way that they talk in Washington, D.C. Maybe it's about time for us to start kicking a little Washington, D.C. ass. Public opinion. Remember, we talked about that before. Public opinion and cross currents of opinion as they shape law and legislation. Albert Van Dicey's addresses at Harvard so many years ago. All right. Public opinion kicked big money's ass. This is why you use publicity. This is how you use the controlled media. This is how guys like Rockefeller and Murdoch and Bronfman and Redstone and Rothschild and Newhouse, how they all come in handy. They play their part by shaping public opinion through the media. They don't give us publicity. They just give us propaganda. Anyway, toughest rules. As a result, the toughest set of market rules in seven decades will soon become law with the Senate passage yesterday of the legislation. The package is in response to an economic crisis, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on for pages. This is what the usurper had to say. This is off WhiteHouse.gov. If you've ever applied for a credit card, a student loan, a mortgage, you know the feeling of signing your name to pages of barely understandable fine print. Folks, the problem is when you signed your name. You need to know how to sign your name properly if you're going to sign your name at all. When you sign your name, you create all that debt yourself. You loan it into existence over your own signature. Anyway, we'll pick that up right after these words from our sponsors. Much more to come in hour number two. Do stay with us.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always lots of news, hard facts and workable solutions for each and every day. As I love to say, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Just say no. Become vocal local. We're going to go into John Stuart Mill later in this hour. Let's finish out a little bit more of the news, the new news, the newsy new news and newsy news. Some financial, some political, some other things. But anyway, we're reading from what Barry the Usurper, let's go back up here. This is out of the press corps. When the president came into the office, the scope of the challenge and the change needed to address them, this is all about the banking regulations, the overhaul here, seemed overwhelming and maybe more than Washington could handle. But one by one, these monstrous challenges are being met despite fierce opposition from hordes of lobbyists driven by a desire to protect a lucrative status quo and an opposition party driven by politics at any cost. They're referring to the Radical Red Republican Party. Indeed, as the president praised final passage of the Wall Street reform today, he was forced to point out that, quote, already the Republican leader in the House has called for repeal of this reform. And thank God for that. I would suggest that America can't afford to go backward. And I think that's how most Americans feel as well. That's right, Barry. Let's not go backward. Repeal this piece of draconian legislation. With the final version of Wall Street reform having passed the Senate this afternoon and the House having passed it weeks ago, the bill now comes to the president's desk. Again, reading right off the WhiteHouse.gov website. The president thanked those in Congress who stood strong and noted that first and foremost, because of this reform, the American people will never again be asked to foot the bill for Wall Street's mistakes. Close quote. But that is only part of what reform means for the American people. Got that right, sucker. And only part of what makes this almost universally described, universal, anytime you see that word, remember it's Catholic. Look it up in your dictionary. Don't take my word for it. Catholic and universal are synonymous. So we could say it this way, and only part of what makes this Catholic, almost Catholic, described as the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression and the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system and the IRS, I'd have to add. Here it is. Here's the usurper's statement. You can see the video up on the WhiteHouse.gov website if you can stomach it. I can't. If you've ever applied for a credit card, a student loan, a mortgage, you know the feeling of signing your name to pages of barely understandable fine print. We all understand that, Barry. But why don't you go ahead and tell the people the real story, that when they sign their name, they create the debt, that there is no money in this system. If you knew how to sign your name, maybe you wouldn't incur the debt. A little bit of UCC magic could help you there. It's a big step for most families, and one that's often filled with unnecessary confusion and apprehension. And there's truth to that. As a result, many Americans are simply duped into hidden fees and loans they just can't afford by companies who know exactly what they're doing, like the Federal Reserve Banking System, the Internal Revenue Service, and the, and I should say, United States of America, U.S. or just simply the United States. Those days will soon end, and God, they're going to come. They're going to come. I know they're going to come. They're going to come in my lifetime. Those days are going to end. They're going to come in my lifetime. I pray for it daily. But from now on, every American will be empowered with the clear and concise information you need to make financial decisions that are best for you. Don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why. Don't sign your name. Never sign your name. Don't sign your name.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so trying to hold my nose and read through this. Welcome back to our Friday, July the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour. Joined as we are in the second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and our other AM and FM affiliates broadcasting this to their local listening audiences. Of course, our call-in number throughout the broadcast is, and excuse me, always 866-841-1065. And if you haven't visited becomevocallocal.com and engaged in our chat room discussions on a regular basis as we go through the broadcast, then, well, you've missed that out. You certainly can jump there, though, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, and both of those will get you right to our chat room and the beginning the under-construction webpage for this broadcast. Anyway, back to this discussion here. This is a quotation. This is right off of whitehouse.gov. This is Barry the Usurper talking about the new financial regulations ready for his signature. those days will soon end, he writes here, or stays, or was written for him, or he mouthed, or he nodded, or he jutted his jaw like some kind of a bobble-headed doll and looked from left to right to left to right. You know, he's one of those go-along, get-along guys. But anyway, those days will soon end. From now on, every American will be empowered with the clear and concise information you need to make financial decisions that are best for you. This bill will crack down on abusive practices and unscrupulous mortgage lenders. It will reinforce the new credit card law we passed in the hood, banning unfair rate hikes, and ensure that folks aren't unwittingly caught by overdraft fees when they sign up for a checking account. It will give students who take out, those would be like the visa students, these would be the illegal aliens that get all the chairs in our colleges under the DREAM Act, but you're not supposed to know that. It will give students who take out college loans clear information and make sure that the lenders don't cheat the system. The lenders are the cheat in the system. Figure that out yet? And will ensure that every American receives a free credit score if they are denied a loan or insurance because of that score. Ain't that nice, folks? Ain't that swell? You could have a piece of information generated in regards to your credit. All told, this reform puts in place the strongest consumer financial protections in history, and it creates a new consumer watchdog to enforce those protections, another agency, millions of new jobs, billions of new dollars, another building, another agency, another headache, another bureaucracy, unelected, unrepresentative, taxation without representation. Because of this form, oh, he didn't say that, I did. Because of this reform, the usurper speaking here, the American people will never again be asked to foot the bill for Wall Street's mistakes. Folks, we have been footing the bill for Wall Street since day one, and the city of London as well. There will be no more taxpayer-funded bailouts, BS, but he says, period. If a large financial institution should ever fail, this reform gives us the ability to wind it down without endangering the broader economy. And there will be new rules to end the perception that any firm is, quote-unquote, too big to fail, so that we don't have another Lehman Brothers or AIG. You better look into those very carefully, folks. Because of reform, that would be the Reform Party, that would be the progressives, right? Because of reform, the reformers, these are the philosophical radicals that we speak of, Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, Godwin, Shelburne, Shaftesbury, and all the rest of them. Okay. Because of the reform, the Jacobins, the Reign of Terror, because of reform, the kind of complex backroom deals that help trigger this financial crisis will finally be brought into the light of day. And from now on, shareholders and other executives can know that shareholders will have a greater say on the pay of the CEOs so that they can reward success instead of failure and help change the perverse incentives that encouraged so much reckless risk-taking in the past. And they're buying Greek islands this morning, probably. They're already firing up their little Lear jets and 767s and flying out of the country, taking all the money with them. In short, Wall Street reform will bring greater security to folks on Main Street. Damn, doesn't that feel wonderful, folks? A little bit more security to folks on Main Street. Maybe that'll be more cameras and more cops, more tasers, more battle shields, more batons, more 40 caliber semi-automatic handguns to shoot you in the back when you get out of line. To families who are looking to buy their first home, you've got to be kidding, or send their kids to college, where? In Paris? To taxpayers who shouldn't have to pay for somebody else's mistakes or irresponsibility. To taxpayers who shouldn't have to pay for somebody else's mistakes or irresponsibility, Barry, are you really suggesting that this legislation will bring an end to socialism in the United States and around the world? I don't think so. I'm confident that we will continue to rob Peter to pay Paul indefinitely. To small businesses, communities, what small businesses? We're going to talk in a minute about how small businesses are going to be forced out. There will be no competition under the new 1099 rules. Community banks and credit unions who play by the rules to shareholders and investors who want to see their companies grow and thrive. Well, that's the morning lies from the liar and thief. Let's pick up a little bit more of something interesting here. As I told you the other day, I came across, actually I heard it just kind of in passing on another network, about new regulations that are included in the Obamacare bill that are going to make it very difficult to buy and sell gold and silver and other products in excess of $600 and do it privately. It's all going to have to be reported, which is going to change the game for a lot of people. Might even change the game for me. We'll see how it goes down. But you can find out a lot more about it. But there's material that we can go into if you go in and take a look at, I think if you just type Obamacare, let me see, don't wonder, I thought I had that, here it is, yes I do, let's see what I've got. Expanded 1099 reporting healthcare, all right, just type that into your search browser. I don't care whether you use Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, whatever you use, but type into your search engines, expanded 1099 reporting healthcare. And it's going to open up some material for your perusal that is going to shock you, perhaps. I hope it does. Because this is a deal changer. This is a major, big-time deal changer. Don't usually plug other hosts on other networks, but I enjoy Robbie Noel's broadcast, and I had the opportunity yesterday of listening to him expound on this a little bit further. And he's right when he says that very few are actually talking about it, and we can take encouragement when a gold broker is actually going to talk a little bit of truth. I tried to get a little bit of truth out of Robert Chapman, and all I was encouraged to do was to buy guns and ammunition and lots of it. That wasn't the answer I was looking for. Anyway, so we'll have to do our own homework, and we'll let the international forecaster forecast a armed revolution, supposedly. Democratic Congress's tax reporting mess. This is off an article, rather interesting, onemansthoughts.wordpress.com. All right. The Democrats in Congress slipped into the health care bill reform passed in March, expanded reporting requirements in an attempt to burden Americans with having to file billions of 1099 forms. The new mandate will require business owners to file billions of more new tax forms. We'll pick it up right there after this.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Team TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we have returned once again, taking a look at this incredible 1099 expansion that's going to perhaps alter the way we do all business in America. Very bad news. This is, again, this sort of stuff that gets slipped in, these one-liners slipped in to these 2,300-page pieces of legislation. This is the kind of claptrap that really hanging is all about. And maybe that would be the most appropriate thing to do as you start to figure out just exactly how this is going to impact your life. But the new mandate will require business owners to file billions more tax forms. Again, this is off of a web site here, onemansthoughts.wordpress.com. Now, I wouldn't be sharing this article if I hadn't already gone up on the IRS's website and looked at the regulations as best I can to try and discern how the impact is. And I can say this, although this particular link that I have, every time I try and open this thing, it tries to force a new Adobe update on me to open a PDF file. I've had it open a couple of times, but it's real annoying. And the contents of that the latest Adobe update, if you'll go down and just look at it very carefully, you'll see that it's really goofing up a lot of people's machines. So I would not load that until you find out more about it. But anyway, it's back to this article in regards to 1099s. The new mandate will require business owners to file billions of more tax forms. How does this work? The new regulations, which kick in at the start of 2012, will require any taxpayer with business income to issue a 1099 form to all vendors from whom they purchased more than $600 of goods and services that year. All right? You have to keep track, of course, because if you give less than $600, you have to keep a tally stick or a tally chart to keep track. And when you get up to the $600, that kicks automatic 1099 reporting in. And so that's a big, big problem. If you happen to have somebody that comes to mow your yard and they come throughout the summer and the aggregate total, including removing those old bushes and burning some extra brush at the end of the summer, was over $600, you'd need to file a 1099. You file it with the Internal Revenue Service, and you have to send a copy to Jose or Jose B or whoever was cutting your yard. All right? Not a good program. But it gets much worse than that. If you think about it from the standpoint of little business people, let's say that you've got that country store. Let's say that maybe you are doing business with mom and pop, and you've got somebody that over the course of the year brings in watermelons and strawberries and peaches and apricots when they come into season, and you put them out for display on your grocery counter there, and over the course of the summer they come up with $600 or more that you've paid them. You'll have to give them, send the IRS a 1099 and report on that organic farmer that you like to augment your produce counter with the things that they've grown on their farms. Maybe you're buying and selling eggs, okay? And over the course of a year, you pay somebody, $600 for eggs, et cetera, so on and so forth. Or let's say that perhaps you buy and sell gold and silver. And so you've got, let's say you've got an ounce of silver an ounce of gold. And right now they're running around $1,200 an ounce. And so you want to sell an ounce of gold so that you can make a mortgage payment or maybe, augment your grocery supplies. And so when you sell that ounce of gold to a gold broker, he's going to have to swear out a little 1099 again you, and he's going to have to send a copy to you at the end of the year and one to the IRS. You see how this little trick works? Okay, maybe you've got a little larger store. Maybe you've got a hardware store, and you've got a half a dozen vendors. Some of them have routes, and so some of them come by, and they look over the nuts and bolts bin, and, you know, over the course of the year, maybe they add nuts and bolts to your bins, and they come up with $600, well, worth of nuts and bolts. Well, you're going to have to file a 1099 on that guy, plus the guy that restocks the caulking and the paint and everybody else all the way through the hardware store. You've seen the inside of a hardware store. They're absolutely chuck-a-luck good. One is chuck-a-luck full of products with many vendors coming and going all the time. Well, what's the incentive for the business owner? The incentive is to deal with a larger supply house to reduce their paperwork so they don't have to keep track of everybody that came through the door, every little check that was ever paid out. You're starting to see the idea of what we're talking about? All right? So it starts to get more and more and more and more and more involved as this goes along. Because continue, the new business regulations, which kick in again at the start of 2012, require any taxpayer, you got to be a taxpayer. Now notice, let's say that you had gotten involved in gold and silver, for instance, because you found the IRS to be repugnant in your life, all right? But now all of a sudden you've got IRS reporting going on where you're not showing income anyplace else. Maybe you, years and years ago, converted all your savings to gold and silver coin. All right, and now all of a sudden, just in order to go through your day to day, you're going to wind up, if you're selling your coins back into the marketplace, you're going to wind up with these little 1099s showing up, creeping up on you. All right, you become a taxpayer again, even though you stepped away from their system. That's what this is all about, herding you back into the pen. That promises to launch a fusillade of new paperwork. An estimated 40 million taxpayers will be subject to the requirement, including 26 million people who run sole proprietorships, according to a report released this week by IRS employee Nina Olson. Olson is concerned about the far-reaching scope and potential unintended consequences. Quote, the new reporting burden, particularly as it falls on small businesses, may turn out to be disproportionate as compared with any resulting improvements in tax compliance, Olson wrote in a report released this week. And Barry the usurper has the audacity, has the chutzpah, to come up in front of people and say, well, this is going to be good for Main Street, right? It's not going to be good for Main Street. This is a death knell. This is a wooden hub driven right into the heart of small business entrepreneurs, you know, across the country. The cost could swamp the small companies, sole proprietors, and freelancers forced to generate it. You get a little bit of compensation every time you submit an article. Maybe you're picking up a little money for your banner farm on your website. Maybe you're picking up a little bit of change from Google, Dogpile, or Webferret. It all adds up, and then a 1099 triggers, and your income becomes an open book to the world. The cost could swamp the small companies, sole proprietors, and freelancers. You know, you sit there at the end of the year thinking of the stamps, the postage, you know. But what's a golden lining in all this? It doesn't apply if you use credit card. It doesn't apply if you go cashless. It doesn't apply if you use a credit card. What does that tell you? It means they're tracking your credit cards, and they're tracking them like an eagle, all right? The IRS is already showing signs that it'll look for ways to hold back the paperwork flood. In other words, it's not going to be good for the IRS either, but they're going to have to hire lots and lots more people. Maybe that's what they'll do with their 1,700, 1,800, 2,000 people and all the shotguns they recently bought. All right? The IRS is trying to get around this idiotic new law. How are they going to administer billions of new forms? The IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman announced a major exception to the new rules. The IRS plans to exempt transactions made through credit and debit cards. Shulman said, quote, whenever a business uses a credit or a debit card, there'll be no burden under the new law. How does that benefit you or me? It doesn't benefit you and me, but it benefits Goldman Sachs, it benefits JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and all of the rest of them that issue these cards. All right? And every time you use the card, the proprietor has to pay a fee. All right, for the use of that card, they got to pay the credit card company something. So they got all these little teeny miscellaneous purchases, you know. So you go out and you sell somebody a lawnmower down the street. You got a riding lawn tractor, and you sell it to the neighbor down the street for $675. That means you're going to have to file a 1099 report because the guy pays you, you know, $675 for your lawnmower. If you do multiple lawnmowers, maybe in your spare time you fix up lawnmowers in the shed out back, you're going to be sitting there in the 1099 business, collecting information on everybody comes through your door. I can tell you one thing, I'm not interested in giving my Social Security card number to any proprietor. Anybody that wants to have that can have the customer, they can have the goods back, and I'll leave the store, all right? Not going down that road. And I think a lot of people share my views on that. Anyway, lots happening in the news this morning.
Radio online worldwide at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, of course, with a $600 reporting requirement on this 1099 form thing, you know, every time you deal with an ounce of gold at this prices, you know, there's going to be a trigger. If my understanding of what I've read is right, I didn't want to report on it earlier this week when I found out about it because I wanted to look it up. And I spent some time yesterday doing that. And now others are speaking about it, too. So it's not just an illusion in my mind. But I can tell you from my own experience and from what I've listened and heard from other networks, it's pretty hard to put your hands on fractional gold. All right, we're talking 1/10 ounces, 1/4 ounces, 1/2 ounces. It's kind of hard to get a hold of them in equals or otherwise. they're not always in abundant supply, and oftentimes you have to pay a whopping premium to get it. Even foreign gold is getting more and more difficult to get your hands on. But if you're sitting on any ounces of gold, and lots of them, and or numismatic grade coins, and lots of them, every time you exchange one of these for FRNs, you know, you're going to have to trigger this reporting thing. I made a suggestion to Chapman, asked a question yesterday, I believe it was, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, on another broadcast, if perhaps going back to the idea of pieces of eight might be something that we could see in the future. We've got a lot of people out there, you know, no longer Nordquist with a, or what's his name, Knotthaus, no longer the Liberty Dollar people, but others that are out there that are in the process of getting coins made, medallions, if you will. Maybe it's time to rethink the idea of pieces of eight. As the price of gold continues to rise, and I'm confident that it will, at least I'm reasonably confident that it will, it goes into the $1,300, $1,400 range. It might be reasonable to anticipate that if we had pieces of eight, that we could break off whatever piece, whatever size of a piece necessary to come in under the reporting rule and continue to transact gold and silver in private. And silver, perhaps, might be the place to go. Maybe dumping gold and going to silver is an answer. I don't know. These are questions I'm floating out here on a Friday afternoon. I'd like to hear some of the gold brokers address this with something other than candor. Some of the people that come out as never been wrong, always right predictors, I don't want to hear about semi-automatic rifles and thousands of rounds. That's not an answer. That's avoidance. You're not going to get that from me on this broadcast. All right, this is a real problem. The deeper I read on it, the less I like what I'm seeing. And it's not just a problem for people that are involved in gold and silver, but also everyone. Everyone, whatever it is that you're putting into the market, I don't care whether you're knitting, you know, booties for babies or making, you know, doilies or quilts. Every time you get up to $600 with any one person, a 1099 reporting would be required. Unless you want to live outside the law. And as Bob Dylan says, to live outside the law, you must be honest, all right? So this is important to me. Maybe it's important to you. I hope it is. How much of a sigh of relief should you breathe? Depends on what you purchase, what purchases your businesses make. Some big ticket consumers, items that are typically paid by credit card, airline tickets, hotel stays, etc., will be a 1099 free. But the SMC Business Council's President Tom Henschy says, and he's a vocal critic of the new law, I guess he knows how to become vocal local, estimates that exempting credit card transactions would affect less than 10% of the members of from the reporting requirements. Quote, most of the small businesses out there that do small business purchasing don't do it by credit card. One of the reasons is the transactions cost is very high, between 2 and 3%. That's that little hidden burden that the businessman has to absorb every time he accepts your plastic. And she thinks the main beneficiaries of the exemption are likely to be the credit card companies, which will gain an added hook to get small businesses to pay their fees. And what's all this doing? This is encouraging people to only do business with the big houses like Walmart, Wally World, you know, Home Depot, etc. Driving out the small and medium-sized businesses, driving them out. All of the entrepreneurs, all the people that are actually out there making ends meet, you know, all the small contractors out there that will, let's say, hire somebody as a roofer for a weekend to put a roof on a house, and they go around, they hand out checks at the end of the day, and everybody leaves. Drywallers, mudders, tapers, insulators, insulation installers, etc., and so on. Many large vendors already have computer systems that can track purchases by customers. They're likely to advertise that they will track each customer's total purchases and send a report at the end of the year that business customers can use to comply with the Form 1099 filing requirement, close quote. The IRS office wrote in a report, quote, small businesses that lack the capacity to track customer purchases may lose customers, leaving the economy with more large national vendors and less local competition. This is book, chapter, and verse right out of Rockefeller's program for eliminating competition. All right? I wouldn't be talking about this, but we already weren't getting feedback from the IRS. The document that I wanted to open, that every time I try and open it, crashes my browser. I'll have to do that over the weekend, hopefully, or maybe later today. I'll get it posted on the website. Might visit back with the chat later. If I can get a link to it, I'll get it out for you. But there's a public comment period that's open up until, I think, September, sometime in September, that the IRS is receiving public comments. If you think that they're overworked with 1099s in the future, let's see what we can do about making them overworked and just stuff their mailboxes to the max. I mean, to tell you folks, don't snooze on this. It's going to impact your life. And this is just one little wrinkle out of this Obamacare insanity. Just one little wrinkle, one little statement inside of here. I think it's 6051, section 6051 or something like that. One little teeny step out of 2,300 pages. Christopher Dodd, if he's allowed to remain in this country, it'll only be by the power of the National Security Administration or agency, NSA, and all of the gangsters that protect these criminals. Continuing from this article here, and there's many more. I've given you the clue as to how to pick up more of this. Expanded 1099 reporting healthcare. Just do a Google search on that. Expanded 1099 reporting healthcare. It'll just return oodles and boodles for you. And if you keep coming back, you'll keep coming back and refreshing that spot, or just bookmark that search and then refresh it each time you come back to it. You'll be able to follow the new postings. It's one of the things that I do from time to time, but I've got so many things in my browser. Anyway, continuing. That could help explain one otherwise puzzling aspect of this new tax law, which is that despite the sweeping reporting requirements, the Joint Committee on Taxation, a nonpartisan congressional committee that analyzes pending tax legislation, estimated that it would bring in only about $2 billion a year in new tax revenues. So even though this reporting would come in with just a small, you know, tax take, the cost for the administration of it would be huge. Huge. This is the kind of stupidity, insanity, or as Mike Chambers likes to say, the madness, the insanity, and the absurdity of what we're dealing with this new administration and the predecessors, and the predecessors. This is an equal opportunity hate site here. I loathe, despise, and detest the Bush administration and all the neocons that were in it, and I don't like this administration any better, and I didn't think much of Bill Clinton either. Eric Toder of the Tea Policy Center, a nonpartisan think tank, commented, "Does it close a lot of the tax gap?" His answer, no. The Democrats brought us an avalanche of new reporting requirements for no appreciable gain in taxes. They've just added another huge burden on the Americans. The IRS has some leeway in implementing the new law, but only some. Quote, "The regulations are supposed to implement the intent of Congress. They're not supposed to be independent policy making," close quote. But obviously, there's some discretion there. This is a real problem, folks. It's real stuff here. "The best legislative fix," this author writes, closing out his article, "is to repeal the law." Amen to that, brother. I agree. Amenhotep, Amenhotep. Let's go ahead and invoke some Egyptian gods. If we can throw the Democrats who voted for this asinine law out of office in November, we can repeal the law altogether. Well, let me give you this little caveat. Again, I generally don't read the blogs, but this person still seems to be stuck on stupid over there, even though he's intelligent enough to write well. He's still thinking that he's going to get some kind of relief out of this established two-party political system. We need to get rid of the established two-party political system altogether and come back under a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And then we better re-examine our relationship with the Crown and Parliament assembled in the Bank of London, City of London, and come to some understanding as of who we are and whose we are. And the little subjects, British subjects, never have ever been out from underneath that jackboot. So anyway, those are those thoughts. Let's go to another one right along the same. Well, no, let's go to one that's a little bit lighter than that. Let me see if I can do this. Get all the way over here to this end of the browser. Let's pick this one up. Yeah. Right after we come back from the break, let's talk about space. Let's go to Never a Straight Answer. Let's go to NASA for a little bit more claptrap and gloss over. Thank you.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So I got an interesting email in my email box this morning, and also an interesting addition in the chat room early on in regards to the thermosphere. You know, I've talked about the thermosphere before. We talk about all of the space travel. Start the broadcast out every morning in the first segment, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Talked a lot about the GIS, GPS, global governance system. Talked about the cloud and all the hubs and routers and all of that sort of stuff, the planetary skin, the new sphere, and so on. But this is a very narrow band of activity, human influence, very narrow band. And that band, in my opinion, is made small because our creator, understanding exactly what was being created here, put a cap on where man's insanity might be able to reach. And in that cap, in my opinion, is the thermosphere. There's an outer layer of atmosphere that, in my opinion, researched as it is on this particular topic, prohibits space travel. You can send something out into space, but after it gets done going through the thermosphere, it's going to be basically just junk. All of your electric equipment, all of your circuit boards, all of that will just be fried. All of your solders will be melted. All of your wires will be shorting out and smoking out, and any hydraulic fluids to move the arms or robotics and electric motors and all the windings, all that'll be crap. Why is it? Well, because it's exceedingly hot in the thermosphere. It's the outer layer of the atmosphere of the Earth. It acts as a super solar shield against everything that the sun and all things in the universe can throw at the planet Earth. And as I heard a preacher one day say about the planet Earth, you don't come to the planet Earth unless you've been sent, and you don't leave the planet Earth unless you've been called. So unless you've been called or sent, you're not going any place. This is a planetary home, and it's a planetary prison. So that's the way it is. Until man gets up to the right level of development, he won't figure it out. But our space gear would look completely different. If it was taking into account the truth of the thermosphere, they wouldn't worry about taking along things like long johns and doing lazy eights or slow rollovers in space. They would have to send up some kind of a device that was so shielded against radiation it would look like a nuclear generation plant made out of concrete and lead and all of that. And they would never be able to lift it off the ground. But there's an interesting article that was sent to us this morning. So let's expand our understanding. And this is really not an expansion of our understanding. I believe this is a spin piece. This is NASA, never a straight answer, more fluff. But it talks about, it goes this way. And this is right off. I went to, got a NASA science news. It appears to be NASA.gov, official website here. A puzzling collapse of Earth's upper atmosphere. July 15th, virtually new news, NASA-funded researchers are monitoring a big event in our planet's atmosphere. High above Earth's surface, where the atmosphere meets space, a rarefied layer of gas called the, quote-unquote, they do it right here, the thermosphere. Of course, you can't get anybody to talk about the thermosphere. This is the first time that I've seen it in modern writing in quite some time. But they're admitting now that it exists. It used to be available in, you know, libraries, and all of my older encyclopedias have articles on the thermosphere. The newer ones don't even mention it. They can't really mention it ever since we went to the moon, because if young people in school studied the article by accident of the thermosphere, they'd realize that they'd been hosed, that they'd been lied to yet again, and that we never walked on the moon. But anyway, a rarefied layer of gas called the thermosphere recently collapsed. And now is rebounding again. It recently collapsed. Oh, yeah. Recently collapsed. Quote, this is the biggest contraction or contraction of the thermosphere in at least 43 years, close quote, said John Emmert of the Naval Research Lab, lead author of a paper announcing the finding in June the 19th issue of the Geophysical Research Letters, the GRL, quote, it's a space age record, close quote. All right, John Emmert. It's a space age record. I need to look at this myself after the broadcast. Geophysical Research Letters, GRL. The collapse happened during the deep solar minimum of 2008 and 2009, a fact which comes as little surprise to researchers. The thermosphere always cools and contracts when solar activity is low. In this case, however, the magnitude of the collapse was 2 to 3 times greater than low solar activity could explain. Something is going on that we don't understand, says Emmert. All right, these are the same people that would back up man-made global warming, so read it and weep carefully. The thermosphere ranges in altitudes from 90 kilometers to 600 kilometers. Of course, they have to confuse you with the kilometers and all. They can't just say, you know, how many miles it is. It's a realm of meteors, auroras, and satellites, which skim through the thermosphere as they circle the Earth. They don't skim much in the thermosphere, folks. It's much closer than that. They're up not much higher than the mesosphere. They're only about, what, 200 miles out is the space station, all right? Starting from 90 kilometers up to 600 kilometers is what they're talking about here. The thermosphere intercepts extreme ultraviolet, EUV, photons from the sun before they can reach the ground. When solar activity is high, solar EUV warms the thermosphere, causing it to puff up like a marshmallow held over a campfire. This heating can raise temperatures as high as 1400 K. They don't ever want to tell you what that K stands for, but as high as 1400 K. What 1400 K actually is way the hell too damn hot for space travel. All right, that's another way you could say it. When solar activity is low, the opposite happens. In other words, it gets lower, but it doesn't get that low. Lately, solar activity has been very low, and in 2008-2009, the sun plunged into a century-class solar minimum. Doesn't tell us anything. Just use more words and hyphens than people believe you. Sunspots were scarce. Solar flares almost non-existent. Oh, that's true. You could figure that out if you're a shortwave DXer. You know that DX has been really poor lately. And solar EUV radiation was at a low ebb. Researchers immediately turned their attention to the thermosphere to see what would happen. And then it goes on. How do you know what's happening all the way up in the thermosphere? Well, first of all, they're going to tell us. I don't have to go into it. Emmert uses a clever technique. He lies. He makes things up. He invents things out of whole cloth. I don't know. Maybe he goes to the apocalypse of John in the Bible where he gets it. I don't know. Because satellites feel aerodynamic drag when they move through the thermosphere. There ain't many satellites, honey, in the thermosphere. It's bullying you again. It's possible to monitor conditions there by watching satellites decay, or in this case, if they're in the thermosphere, watching them burst into flame and come back to Earth. He analyzed the decay rates of more than 5,000 satellites ranging in altitude. Again, they're confusing the issue by not just telling us how high up they are. In altitude between 200 and 600 kilometers, a kilometer, 1,000 meters, so the math is beyond me, and ranging in time between 1967 and 2010. This provided a unique space-time sampling of thermospheric density. See, it's nothing new. 1967 to 2010, they've been trying to figure out what to do about getting through the thermosphere, and they haven't got it yet. In this way, he discovered that the thermospheric collapse of 2008 and 2009 was not only bigger than any previous collapses, but also bigger than the sun alone could explain. You can forget all about the Mars rover. I find that one someplace in the back lot at Hollywood. One possible explanation is carbon dioxide. Hey, carbon dioxide. Blame it all on carbon dioxide, right? Man-made global warming. Carbon credits. You know, right? You got it. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what this article is doing. Not bringing anything else out. When carbon dioxide gas gets into the thermosphere, how did carbon dioxide gas get to the thermosphere? Carbon dioxide, heavier than oxygen, it stays right on the grass. It stays right down on the ground. It doesn't go traipsing around at 200 to 600 kilometers above the Earth. Anyway, that's my assumption. Even when we take CO2 when carbon dioxide gets into the thermosphere, it acts as a coolant. No, actually, the entire atmosphere acts as a coolant, you bonehead. It happens to be a air conditioning system for the planet Earth. It was designed that way, but these are all evolutionists. They don't believe in intelligent design. It is widely known that CO2 levels have been increasing in the Earth's atmosphere. Well, yeah. Extra CO2 in the thermosphere could have magnified the cooling action of solar minimum. See, notice the wording? Could have. Could have. But the numbers don't quite add up. That's right, Emmert. None of your numbers add up. Well, I guess we could end on a high note. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Look into the thermosphere, check in the 1099s, and we'll see you all back here again on Monday. Till then, have a good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt.
Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.